The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has identified over 1 trillion rupees gap against next fiscal year's proposed tax target of 14.3 trillion rupees, leaving Pakistan with the challenge to largely fill it through new taxes or present credible and convincing enforcement measures. The gap identified by the IMF is almost double the amount Pakistani authorities had worked out for taking new tax measures. According to the authorities' assessment, the government may need to take about 560 billion rupees worth of new tax measures to reach the target for fiscal year 2025-26, said the sources. The IMF and Pakistan have agreed on a 14.307 trillion rupees target for the next fiscal year, which is 16%, or 2 trillion rupees, higher than this year's downward revised goal. The authorities believe that due to next year's projected economic growth and inflation, there will be nearly 1.5 trillion rupees, or 12%, addition to this year's collection. The IMF does not fully agree with this, said the sources. The IMF was of the view that Pakistan can at best collect 13.3 trillion rupees in taxes without new policy measures, they added. This leaves the government with a gap of little over 1 trillion rupees, which has to be filled either through new measures or convincing the IMF that the enforcement measures can yield a significant part of the target. The enforcement measures mean the government will collect additional money from the existing tax base, while the new policy measures mean there will be changes in four tax laws to put extra burden on people for raising more revenues. During this week's meeting, the government reviewed the possibility of taking around 560 billion rupees worth of new measures to achieve the target, said the sources. In the last budget, the government had slapped 1.3 trillion rupees worth of new taxes, but it still failed to even reach closer to this year's original target of 12.7 trillion rupees. The target has already been revised downward. The IMF has set the new target on the basis of a primary budget surplus target of 1.6% of GDP, or a little over 2 trillion rupees. Pakistani authorities said that about 600 billion rupees could still be collected in the next fiscal year through the enforcement measures. Such claims were also made in the current year, which proved incorrect. Sources said that due to the unreliability of Federal Board of Revenues, FBR, estimates, which often result in two-thirds less collection on account of new taxes, the government has engaged the World Bank. World Bank people are sitting in the fiber and analyzing the projected revenue impact of the proposed measures for the next fiscal year, they added. Fiber's senior official said that the Revenue Board Chairman's transformation plan could start positively contributing from the next fiscal year. They said that the transformation plan included value chain digital transformation, introduction of tracking technology, implementation support for digital transformation and value chain implementation support.